This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today we start with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sixth name, which is the source of peace, which is As-Salamu, meaning the source of peace, or you could say the all peace. He, Allah, is the King and the All Holy, and you could say the all peaceable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's true peace comes in this life to those who recognize and serve Allah. Say, praise belongs to Allah and peace be on His servants whom He has chosen. We see that peace is one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because if you ever fall into the doubt that following the deen of Allah is not something that's peaceful, Allah Himself, one of His attributes, is peaceable, is the one who's the source of peace. Peace can only be acquired in one's life once he turns and follows the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, you want peace? Then call upon me. Ya salamu. So for protection, you could say, the Shaykh has written, for protection and you could say pacification. If one wants to, read Ya Salamu as many times as he can, when he's in the bed, when he's walking around, what would happen is that you would have that type of protection, you become more patient, you become more peaceful, if you want to say. And the dua that the Shaykh here has linked is, Rabbana innana nakhafu an yafuruta alayna aw an yadgha. Meaning, O Lord, verily we fear lest He should hasten to punish us, or lest He should transgress all bound against us. You know, we see so many countries, so many Muslims being oppressed around the world. They keep asking Allah, that, O Allah, You are the one who grants peace. You are the source of peace. O Allah, make it such that the Muslims live a peaceful life. Grant me peace, grant me protection, and so on. And we keep on turning to Allah with these attributes and use these names. We also see that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that, I swear by the one who holds my soul. Meaning he's taking a qasam upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, you do not enter paradise until you believe, and you do not believe until you love each other. Shall I tell you something to do so that you may love each other? Spread the peace amongst yourselves. This is why when you meet each other, what do you say? As-salamu alaykum. May peace be with you. May peace be upon you. This is why that we are told not to meet one another with the terms like wagwan, or what's happening, or kidda, right? If you're Punjabi and that, yeah? This is why we do not use these terms. Rather, we use the beautiful greeting, the peaceful greeting that you send greetings upon each other, peaceful greetings, which is As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Starting with the name that we are talking about today, which is As-Salam, the source of peace. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the opportunity to understand this name of Allah, understand that Allah is a source of peace. If you want peace in your life, if you want peace for one another, ask Allah. He is the one who grants you peace. If you also want, this dua can be read for protection, for pacification, from oppressors, from the world that we live in, you can ask Allah, Ya Salamu, and the dua that I just mentioned for a peace of mind, you can read this dua. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
حي على الفلاح